Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Stuff Knight, and the topic is forgiveness. Hi, this is Stuff Knight. I had issues with people, and it made me very angry. It took me a lot of years for some things to get over, but I did, because I realized if I forgive, I don't have that hold on me, because, you know, because it's kind of like, you know, I don't have the power, that negative power over me, you know, holding on a grudge for years. I have to look at the ramifications of it and let go. I find that forgiveness of the person is a release, but it doesn't mean that I forgive their actions or want to hang out with them again. It just means I let it go. Because it's essential for everybody, I think, for a lot of things to be healed and for a lot of things to get back on track, forgiveness is the way to go. Now, for some incidents, you know, for some people, if they can't forgive something, then they don't have to. If it's too painful, you know, they do what they need to do to stay afloat. If they feel that that's the way, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, someone killed my mom, you know, or did something really cruel, like something heinous. How can I ever forgive that person for what they did? You know, that would be impossible. I would never forgive them their actions, you know, but it would be a very difficult situation. And I read in text, you know, some psychology text that you don't have to forgive. I agree. People have to do what they feel that you know, to get through the world. And forgiveness is not going to help, and so be it. But for me, it's, you know, for the most part, I think forgiveness is the way, you know, because things are temporary. Things ain't that bad. I didn't go through no heinous situation. Of course, well, actually, as you know, my life in Dove Night, as I said in many statements, I did go through a lot of heinous situations. You know, I was harassed, I was beaten, I was almost killed, I was living on the street, have so much chronic adversity, haven't achieved my dream, you know. I've been a victim of stereotype, misperception, you name it, every freaking thing that you can think of in relation to chronic adversity I probably went through. So it was a very tough time. So some people in who I experienced pain as a child, as an adult or adolescent, it's very difficult to forgive. And, you know, but I find that I had to take control of my life by at least empowering myself. It was to be angry over something that was 20 years old, I had to let go. If I reach a stage that I can want to move on with my life, you know, because it's not about necessarily forgiving their actions, never, or whatever. It's about, and you know, and it doesn't mean that I'm going to be their friend. That's not it either. It's just that control, negativity control over me. Because, you know, for me, if I don't forgive, that anger will affect my relationships, my outlook, and everything. And I know that I only have one life to live. So I only have one life to live. I mean, I don't know how long I'm going to live on this planet. So I had to let go in order to just be set free. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to, whoever hurt me, I'm going to be their friend or what they ask. No. But I do know that I can't hold on to grudges because life is too short. I have to let it go. And especially if it's something trivial. I'm not going to be angry over somebody who carry a 30-year-old grudge because somebody lied to me. Or somebody took some money from or something. Well, you know what, you know, in that sense, you know, yeah, I'll let that go, you know. I just ain't going to hang out with them, you know. I mean, like, no, I mean, lie to me is something I can even my closest friends have lied. That's something I can forgive, as long as they don't lie all the time, because that's not, you know, they shouldn't lie at all, period. But they, you know, just take money from me, like a dollar or two. Yeah, that's something I can forgive. Oh, of course. I'll get angry. We all get angry, yell at each other. Yeah, you can forgive. Yeah, you had a fight, you know, that's something they let go. I mean, I'm sorry, that's something I have. Some people, they can't let go, then so be it. I had a person in my life previous, 20 years ago, who didn't want nothing to do with me, and in such a way that I didn't understand, you know, all about television, watching, but we had a tumultuous friendship, so it was over, so it's best that we went. So if that person don't forgive me, so be it. I can't worry about that. I have to move on with my life and move on to the next person. Life is too short. I do the best I can, you know. I haven't had much to show for all of my ambitions, and I feel that my life is not fulfilled. I don't feel fulfilled as a person. I don't feel I have gotten anywhere. I feel I have fell off the wire and not done what I'm supposed to. I feel, but despite that, I have, you know, I don't want to hold on to any grudges or anything, you know, but I'm still okay, you know, don't hang in there, you know. I see an open mind, and I know as I learn more about people in my life, because the more I can blend in what's going on. And that happens as you get older, I guess, as the century, the year goes by, I learn more about myself, and so forgiveness is the way. But, in you know, some things, you know, I can understand if someone don't forgive, especially some heinous situation, like they killed their mother, or they did some cruel thing to them, like robbery, or that's difficult to forgive. Don't, if you can't. You don't have to forgive. If it hurt you and you feel that forgiving will only jeopardize your mental health situation, then don't forgive. But for me, I had to forgive. I had to let go, but I do the best I can. Some things I can't just let go because somebody else tells me or whatever. Then again, some things I won't forgive at all. It depends, but I want to be healthy. I want to be rational. I want to be set free from negativity. I want to have a good life, so I want to forgive. I can't cry over something that happened if it's trivial or something that can be dealt with. Yes, I have to forgive all whoever did anything to me because I can't hold on to that grudge. It's painful. It's going to affect me in one way. But in other instances, if it's not been where I'm being, it's going to jeopardize my mental health situation. I can't forgive then. You know, I'm doing the best I can. You know, I'm trying to be healthy. We all need to be healthy. And that's how it is. Because if I forgive something, I'm not doing it because somebody else tells me or religion or etc. I'm doing it for myself to let just be free and just to just be, I don't need that extra baggage. I need to have a healthy life. But I do the best I can. I have ups and downs. I got a lot of things to deal with as a human being, but I'm going to be okay. And that's all I have to say, but remember, take it one step at a time. And I also realized the one troubling thing that has happened to me that I have to abide by. I have to mind my business, because mind my business is important, because if I don't get into somebody else's business when they don't want me to, I will have less problems in my life. I don't want any more problems by getting into other people's business. That's where all the problems start. A lot of problems will start because people get into other people's business, period. But a lot of forgiveness can stop a lot of things, because a lot of things, problems or disputes or whatever, are based on misunderstandings, usually. Usually the truth is just been blocked. So I take it one step at a time, because I'm not perfect. But I do know I have to live as healthy and do the best I can regardless of the circumstances. This is all about on the inside. I've been working on me and taking care of myself. And that's all I have to say for tonight. And take it one day at a time. So you have a good night from Dub Night.